independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
If the Democrats get their way, and I know the numbers are looking that way, this is going to be the first successful filibuster of a nominee to join the Supreme Court, which is clearly unprecedented.
History! That's Spicy Spicers in there. They're going to filibuster Gorsuch, it looks like, and then he'll eventually get on there anyways, and so that is all for naught, but you go out there and you do what you do, knowing full well that you guys changed the rules, that you put the nuclear option in play with Harry Reid, and now, boom, turnabout's fair play. Gorsuch will be confirmed. That'll be that. We'll move on with our lives. It's like for like. You're fighting the fight. You're fighting a fight. This president is somebody who the Democrats looked at and they think he's got issues with Flynn. And let's be 100% honest. Like Trump, hate Trump, love Trump, there are some issues there that need to get fixed. They need to get behind him if he's ever going to be able to accomplish a lot of the things he wants. He could become toxic at times, and that includes even the Republicans being on his side because the optics aren't good. Flynn was not granted immunity by the Intel Committee, so they're not going to give any immunity whatsoever. Nobody's given any immunity, which really is kind of stupid because in the overall scheme of things, you want him to have immunity. Why is that? Because now I've got to sit here if these, you know, hearings go on, which they probably will, and he's just going to look over. His lawyer's going to whisper in his ear. And he's going to say, I refuse to answer that question based on the fact that I may incriminate myself. It's going to plead the fifth. So we move on. He said he had a story to tell. Then let's hear the story. You got stuff coming out today about, you know, Susan Rice and were they looking into the campaign? She said, oh, I didn't know any of this stuff. I don't even know what you guys are talking about. But apparently computer logs that former president's team left behind in the White House indicate National Security Advisor Susan Rice accessed numerous intelligence reports during Obama's last 7 months in office and contained National Security Agency intercepts involving Trump and his associates. Is it true? Is it not true? Again, we don't know. We'll find that out. But what this does is this takes away from the things that need to be happening. All of this means nothing. Gorsuch is going to be confirmed. They aren't going to find anything on Trump and Russia because nothing's there. I don't think anything's there. Now, I could be wrong. Been wrong before. We'll be wrong again. I know a lot of other people out there wander around, think that, hey, they are it. They know all. They're great Americans, yada, yada, yada. I will make mistakes. It's a human being thing. But what this does is it takes away from the things that matter. What matters? I'll tell you what matters. Jobs. I'll tell you what matters. Income. I'll tell you what matters. Being able to continue to put food on the table, keep a roof over your head, and grow into something that is better than what you have right now. That is what matters. All the rest of this is wackiness, craziness. All the rest of this is just a diversionary tactic that the Democrats look at and think, I can weaken the president even more because he looks like he's on the ropes. So why not? That doesn't help you or I. This is about getting your base excited. This is about getting your people excited, showing them that you will withstand anything this president has. It's not about the greater good of us as Americans, whether it be the collapsing and failing healthcare plan, Ryan Care, whether it be the fighting for Gorsuch, whether it be the Russian influence or non-influence, whether it be Flynn and Manafort and Stone and all these guys talking, whether it be any of this stuff, it shows that it weakens the president as far as they're concerned. What it does is it slows him down from doing the things that he wants to do. And if you don't think the insanity has arrived here, the first of all, Republicans, you guys and gals were on President Obama for day one, and you fought tooth and nail because your base wants you to do that. I get that. But this kind of insanity that Maxine Waters is talking about, to me, just goes to show you how partisan and how ridiculous we've gotten this country.
Most people believe that he's about diversion, that he's about keeping people from really dealing with the issue. We want to know whether or not there was collusion. We want to know about the hacking into the DNC and the interference with our elections. And I really want to know, because I know if we can prove collusion, that he is impeachable.
Impeachable? We're not even 100 days in. You're talking impeachment already. We're not even 100 days in, and you're already talking about how you can remove him from office. Wow. Insane. Insane. And both sides do it. It's the left's turn. They're playing offense. Republicans are playing defense. But what that does is it hurts us. Failure to get something through when it comes to health care. Struggle on Gorsuch, which is a like for like, because the Dems smell blood in the water. This Russian thing is not going anywhere and is continuing to gain steam. This is the stuff that's happening. And you know what? None of it matters to you or I in our day-to-day lives. It is not putting food on your table. It is not getting rid of regulations that need to be getting rid of. It is not doing any of those things. And if you're a foreign leader and you're coming here and you're looking at all this stuff and you're thinking to yourself, okay, am I going to negotiate something? And then in 6 months, this guy's not going to be here? Is that what's going on? I mean, I'm looking at all this stuff and are you in bed with Russia? You're not in bed with Russia? But also understand something, Maxine, and all of the other Democrats out there. This guy is great at rising to the occasion of getting out of situations that you think you've got him dead to rights. You think, I got this. He's done. He is weakened. We can take him out, said the 16 Republicans who took him on along the way. Said Hillary Clinton, the heir apparent to the presidency. I got this. No big deal. This is mine. It's mine. I got it. They didn't got it. They got it from him, but they didn't get him. But he is master at those kind of things.
He has done so many things to show that he doesn't understand government. He's not willing to learn. He doesn't learn from his mistakes. Instead of learning, he gets up the next morning and tweets something else all over again.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot to learn. There is a lot of archaic, weird, wacky rules that you got to learn. There's a lot of things. And I think he's finding his footsteps. He is early into this, and already they've got him dead and buried. I think he's going to rise. I do. I think he's going to come out of this, and I think he's going to strengthen himself. And then what they're going to do is the Democrats are going to paint themselves into a corner where they look and people say, wow, you guys made a lot over nothing. And also remember, as you start digging and you start probing and you start doing stuff like this, let's just say for the sake of argument that President Obama, the former president, Susan Rice, and the intel community that worked underneath him did do some untoward things. You've opened up another can of worms now. Now you're fighting a war on two fronts. Think about that for a second. Put it out there. But in the end, what it does is it slows down the progress that he wants to make. That, to me, is the biggest frustration. That, to me, is what angers me the most. I want to see us move forward. Let's get tax reform done. Let's get regulation put to bed so we can start seeing this economy flourish. People have an opportunity to start opening up their businesses, or people have an opportunity to start expanding their businesses without the fear of fees and overregulation. And, oh, Let's see that happen. Let's see that happen, if we could, please. 844-DIG-CHAT, 844-344-2423. Chat at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423. Speaking of money, putting money on your table, keeping money on your table, if you've got a car, which most of us do, we worry, right? You got a car, maybe your car's, you know, 5, 6, 7 years old. Your manufacturing warranty, it's gone. And you think to yourself, if something goes wrong with this car, I can't afford a big repair. New engine, transmission, God, cost you $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000. Even a simple repair on a sensor, over a grand. How about this? Why not grab extended coverage like I did from carshield.com? Let me tell you something about it. You skip the hassle. They're amazing. Whole process is easy. You select your mechanic, your favorite mechanic. Doesn't matter who it is. You can even take it to the manufacturer. There's no, hey, we're going to send you a check in the mail. You pay for everything up front. Don't worry about that. They get the CarShield gets the manufacturer paid direct, the mechanic or your, wherever you take it, the dealership, any of that stuff. They get it paid directly. You don't have to worry about a thing. That's amazing. 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is in the shop. So you're not worried about how do I get to and fro? How do I get the kids here and there? Your car is 3 to 12 years old. Doesn't mean you have to pay big-time repair bills. CarShield administrators have paid out close to $2 billion in claims, and they're ready to help you. Save yourself thousands of potential car repairs. Get the peace of mind you want. Get covered by the ultimate extended vehicle service protection before it's too late. Call 800-856-1441. Mention code Benson or visit carshield.com. Use the code Benson to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Benson. Trust me. Peace of mind for pennies on the dollar. You will thank yourself that you covered yourself. It's the Chad Benson Show.
If you like talk radio like Chad Benson likes his meals, you've come to the perfect place for takeout.
I read a weird article over the weekend. I tend to do that. By men's grooming guru, David Yee, founded a men's beauty and grooming site called Very Good Light. And he said that masculinity is fragile and it's so toxic. I have to be honest with you. I'm a dude. I'm a guy's guy, right? I like to think I'm pretty masculine. Is this where we're going? Like, is this the world we live in now? Because most of the women I talk to, they want men to be men. I mean, it's okay to wear your heart on a sleeve. But he says he's focusing on this millennial Generation Z where it's okay for guys to have guy liner and it's okay for them to primp. And look, I do my hair. I shave, I try to be well-groomed, and to me it's more about hygiene, looking nice, smelling nice. But when he talked about masculinity being toxic, I thought to myself, you know, I think there's something to that. I think there is. I mean, if you look at schools nowadays, right, you look up and down and you look at schools, how they're teaching kids, right, you know, how they're taking away boys being boys. You look at colleges and how they're, you know, this white male masculinity and masculinity in general is being completely taken away. And it's seen as a bad thing. Why is it seen as a bad thing? What's wrong with a man being a man? And that's right there, one of the things that people say. Man being a man. You have now hurt somebody's feelings. You have microaggressed somebody, Chad. You have micro, how dare you microaggress somebody? It's a person. It's they and them. It's not about man and woman. No, you're wrong. I'm going to tell you right now. It is. We are different. And nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Nothing in the world. Why can't we celebrate our differences? Right? Why can't we celebrate our differences? Thor has his hammer. Wonder Woman has her lasso of truth, and she blocks stuff, and she's strong. Both of them are different, and we celebrate them. Why does everybody have to be the same? What is it about getting rid of the, what is it, gender fluidity and or neutral? I don't even know what the hell it is. I get confused.
Chad, you're throwing your gender normative values on me again.
That's it. Enough of this. Being a man and being masculine is not a bad thing. It's not toxic. It's only toxic if you have a problem with somebody being masculine. Right? That's on you. That's not on me. And that's the problem with this PC culture we live in, where somebody else has a problem with the way that somebody else is, especially if they don't fit into the box they want them to. There's nothing wrong with being a strong, understanding, masculine man. I'm trying to raise my young son to be a young man, to be a grown man. I'm not trying to have him blur the lines so what's not to hurt somebody's feelings. I think that is ridiculous. I think that is asinine. And I think we should celebrate that we are different and each of us have our own strengths and at times our own weaknesses. So ridiculous that this is the world we live in now, that they push this crap. And it is a pushing of it. Sorry. I'm as open as free, and I don't care what you do and who you do it with or any of that stuff. But at some point in time, I scratched my head and I said, I've had enough. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. Another incident on Facebook Live. Sick, disgusting. Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
Independent in thought and punk rock in life. It's the Chad Benson Show.
Police say the victim knew one of the offenders and on March 19th was lured to a house, held captive and assaulted while it was streamed live online. 40 people saw the video. No one said a word.
No woman should ever be treated the way this young woman was. The young man responsible, they should be ashamed of themselves. It just disgusts me that people would look at those videos and not pick up the phone and dial 911.
Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson talking about yet another disgusting incident of people live streaming a rape. What is going on? What is happening? Why do you feel that you have to go out and live stream everything you do, and that includes crime? Not only are you committing a most heinous, disgusting crime, of which for I hope you're punished like you cannot believe, but then you're upping the ante by humiliating a human being in doing what you're doing. It is absolutely disgusting. Two arrests have been made. Apparently, there was up to six kids who sexually assaulted a woman on Saturday, March 19th, one adult male may have also been a part of it. Solid, solid human being right there. It is disgusting. It is horrible. Where in God's name are the parents? Better yet, where are the fathers? I would like to know, where are the fathers in this? It's a want. It's a want to be famous, right? It's a want to be famous. It's a need to be famous. It's what it is. People are dying to get as many likes, to get as many views, to get as many of this and as many of that. Now, look, there's cynicism in all of us. Let's not say that there's not. There is cynicism in each and every one of us. We may have been watching things. Is this real? Is this not real? But then you could start going, well, wait a minute here. What's going on? Facebook Live has become, dare I say, a live snuff video service in a lot of ways. And disgust. Oh, by the way, the family saw it and took snapshots.
The victim's mother received screen grabs of the video and ran to the police station, grabbing Chicago's top cop just as he was leaving.
I'm still in shock.
Yeah. Could you imagine that? What's wrong? Where are the parents? You know, you can look back, right? You can look back on a lot of breakdown in society and say, bad parenting. No parenting. No parenting. No parenting. You go in to jails across this country and prison across this country, and you know what you have? A lot of men in there. A good majority of them, I'd say 80%+ of them, who've never had a male father figure in their life, worth a damn, who have never, ever been in a situation where they probably felt like, you know what, I got a family that's real and somebody who's leading them the right way. You look, moms can do all they possibly can. Single dads can do all they possibly can. But having two parents is it's a great thing. And having a support system, if not two parents, is an amazing thing. We're blessed. I'm blessed. Jack's mom, amazing. Family, awesome. Right? I, not to toot my own horn, I'm a damn good dad. Number one most important thing in my life is him. Love what I do, blessed at what I do. I will never do anything better than be his father. He will make mistakes. He will learn from those mistakes. We will co-parent in a way that we try to raise a young gentleman. This is disgusting. The want and the need to do something as heinous as this. It's disgusting to put it out there. To embarrass another human being at the lowest point in their life, and you have caused that lowest point. This isn't an accident. You lured a young girl over to a house, and then you guys took turns on her, and then you decided to film it. You're disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. But it doesn't end there.
The mother has chosen to cover her face because she says her daughter is now being bullied.
There's been a lot of threats, and it's just too much.
Yeah. Bullied now. What is wrong with people? It's a breakdown in the homes. It's a breakdown not having a family figure. It's a breakdown along the way. And this isn't just our culture. There's a lot of cultures out there where you see this. It goes to show you how important it is that you have people in your life that give a rat's ass about you. And what about those 40-plus people who watch this?
In terms of the 40 people who saw that video and didn't say anything, are they liable to be charged for the crime?
It's a moral and an ethical issue. It's not a law.
It is a moral and ethical issue. But there's also cynicism. Let's be real. We're all cynical. We all think people do stuff for attention, so you're not quite sure how things go. And I've said all along, just because I see something on the internet doesn't mean I know who to call in 911. I don't know where the hell you're located. So who am I calling? There's a lot of things to it, but it is disgusting. And I point the fingers at poor parenting across the board. Look, there will always be kids who, no matter what you do, no matter the opportunities in life that you have, no matter how much you're loved, they will choose a path that is going to be wrong. But it's a small percentage. And there is a small percentage of people out there that no matter what you throw in front of them, no matter how bad their situation is, no matter how unloved they are as a child, they will fight through things and become a better adult. But it's a small percentage. This was one of those times where I guarantee you, I doubt a lot of these people have real adults in their life, especially male figures that matter. And the want and the need to have something in front of them that says, look at me, how many likes, how many comments, how many views. Infamy used to be like, oh, God, well, if I can't be famous, maybe I can be infamous. Nowadays, it's instantaneous infamy is what people are craving, with zero regard for other human beings, and it's disgusting. It really is. It is absolutely disgusting. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. I saw this, and I found this to be very... Look, and here's another situation where we want people to look at us, right? So you look at that. You've got people that are like, look at us. Look what we're doing. It's disgusting. And then the other side, we as middle-aged men are using steroids more now than we ever have before because we're trying to do what? We're trying to reverse the aging. We've got, you know, our libido isn't what it used to be. We're not as strong as we used to be. We're trying to figure ways out to fight Father Time. Understand that Father Time is undefeated. But you look at now, the growing numbers of middle-aged men between 40 and 50s taking drugs, as particularly anabolic steroids, is growing. Some even to their 60s and 70s. Trying to boost their energy levels, fight some of the effects of aging, such as weight gain and lower libido. Steroids, though, can obviously cause all kinds of issues, heart disease, blood clots. They said it's almost like using replacement therapy to relieve some of the symptoms of menopause for females. Steroids can help you lose body fat as well as increase your libido. As men get older, testosterone levels drop, which sometimes lead to reduced sex drive, weight gain, muscle reduction. I get it. You know what? I'm 46 years old. I work out 4 or 5 times a week. I work out pretty hard. I know there's a limit to what I'm going to be able to do. I'm no longer 22, 23. I get that. But I had... Not that it hasn't crossed my mind, but I thought, you know what? I would take some HGH, some human growth hormones, in the right setting with a doctor that could maybe boost something. What? If there's something out there, why shouldn't you? It's not about being vain, but in a way, it is kind of about being vain. I work out pretty darn hard. Do I see results? Yeah, I feel the results. I feel good about myself. I mean, you know, I run 2+ miles doing hard sprints a day. I hit the weights. I swim anywhere between a half a mile to a mile. I feel good about myself. Could I feel better? Yeah. But I also think, too, it's an easy way, right? It's an easy way. But there are sometimes you want help. Again, it's about look at me as much as anything else. I mean, when you want to look better, and let's be real, who are you look better for? Are you looking better because you want to look better for yourself? Or are you looking better because you want to get attention? We have very much a narcissistic culture. It's not a bad thing. Little narcissism never hurt anybody. A lot of narcissism, different story. All of us are narcissists to a certain extent. Even Mother Teresa had some narcissism in her. Chad, how dare you? How dare I what? Be honest? I know. Darn you. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, CHAD. BENSON. Like us on Facebook, Chad Benson Show. Follow us on the Twitter, at Chad Benson Show. I do spit out the truth as best I know how. I used to be a broker. Loved it. Used to be a broker that traded the futures contract. I traded real, live, actual commodities themselves. It was great. Great experience in my life. Taught me a lot of different things. One thing it did taught me is, or did teach me, was it's about diversity in life. And that includes your portfolio in what you do. Stock market is going to be crazy over the next several months, several years, especially with Trump here. Not because he's a bad guy, just because he brings a lot of different things to it. So you think to yourself, well, what can I do to help my portfolio diversify? Every investor, I don't care how big or small your portfolio is, you should diversify it, and precious metals are the way to go. Gold, silver. And the reason is because they offer you the opportunity to protect the downside while give you upside potential. No other stock's doing that. Precious metals, that is something they do. You got to start looking at the reality of how gold's being used, what's going on out there, how can you hedge in case the market collapses, and at the same time, if the market starts to run, how can you make money? How can you invest it? I work with a company that I trust called Goldco Precious Metals. They're honest, they're ethical, they're knowledgeable about the actual investing side of this and not trying to scare you into doing something. They want you to protect what you've worked so hard to earn and at the same time give yourself upside potential. Visit BensonGold.com to get started with your free IRA guide from Goldco. That's BensonGold.com, BensonGold.com. Check them out. And also check out the blog I write as well, BensonGold.com. Let's wrap it up straight ahead. Chad Benson Show.
Hey, you want to talk with Jack's dad? Ring us now, 844-DIG-CHAD. That's 844-344-2423.
I cannot recall a nominee refusing to answer such basic questions about the principles underlying our Constitution and about how he interprets those principles.
Patrick Leahy, guess what, Pat? It's going to happen. Deal with it. Gorsuch is going to be the next justice on the Supreme Court. Whether you like it or not, turnabout's fair play. You like using the nuclear option, guess what? Republicans are going to have to use that as well. 844-DIG-CHAD, 844-344-2423. David, what's going on?
Yeah, how are you, Chad?
I'm doing good, brother.
I don't really agree with you when you're talking about playing a game with the Supreme Court justices. This is not a rivalry between high school teams. Gorsuch is a big money kind of guy. He doesn't give a crap about the average person. And do you hear about the recent Supreme Court ruling against him that said that the schools don't have to give you a good education?
Well, do schools have to do that?
When you pay taxes, do you expect to get good quality?
No, I don't. I'm in California. I don't expect to get good quality. I expect the unions to run everything. I don't think they care about any of the things. I don't think they care about one iota. I have a lot of friends who are teachers, and I know some of them do care, but to be honest, I also expect my kid to get the education he gets based on also how important it is to us.
Well, because I can't. Like you're making a game out of America.
How is that making game out of America?
Not a game. This is not a game. People are. How many people lost their homes because of the most recent subprime crash in 2008 through 2013? 40 million Americans got cheated. And nobody got prosecuted.
Whoa. Before you say 40 million Americans got cheated, there was Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, David. Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were a huge part of that, but I never hear anybody talk about that. And by the way, if you make $15 an hour and you bought a $600,000 home hoping you were going to have a chance to flip it, you also bear some brunt of the responsibility when it comes to getting into yourself into a situation. There were people out there who were cheated, but not everybody was as innocent as we all make out. Everybody was culpable in some way, shape, or form there. But I don't think it's a game. I don't think it's a game at all. And I don't think any of those nine people up there give a rat's ass about any of us. Just like I don't think anybody in D.C. cares about you or I in a lot of ways. I think they've got their own agenda. They do their own thing. And we just basically get the trickle down from it, and we have to put the pieces together the best we possibly can.
Well, I feel sorry for you because, you know, I have a little belief that America is better than that. And the idea that America should just be written off to the nearest corrupt fat cat and leave it to them to screw it up and laugh about it, that's not funny. It's not something I want to give to my kids or my grandkids.
Well, I appreciate your call, man. Thanks so much. Look, I'm responsible for my life, period. You're responsible for your life. That's the truth. We would all like to think that they're all there doing the best they possibly can, but the truth is they're not. They're not doing the best they possibly can for you or I. They're doing the best they possibly can for themselves, and if it trickles down to us, great. Money's in politics. Power's in politics. That's not going anywhere. Neither of them are going to be taken out of politics. It's unfortunate, but that's the reality of it. Solid fun show today. We'll do it again tomorrow. Check us out on Facebook, Chad Benson Show. Tweet at us, at Chad Benson Show. Go to ChadBensonShow.com. You can grab yourself the podcast, iTunes, where available, TuneIn Radio app, Stitcher, and all those other things. For Phil, for Sick Anthony, my name is Chad Benson. I bid you all adieu. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.